This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And today on Radio Boston, we're featuring some of the best musicians we've had on the show this year.
So, not long ago, I was poking around on YouTube. I'm a very beginning ukulele player, so I was looking for some online lessons. I type in ukulele lessons and songs, and I skip around a few videos, and suddenly, up comes this guy. Cover of George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. It totally blows me away. And I'm not the only one. Almost 8.5 million people have watched this video. And the caption says, "This guy is a god on the ukulele."
Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And I have to say, this is one of the most amazing perks of my job. Hello, Hawaii Public Radio. This is the Boston studio. Can you hear us?
Hi, it's Public Radio. We'll be with you in just 1 second, okay?
We got the ukulele god on Radio Boston. Hi, Jake. This is Meghna in Boston. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I just have to say, I'm having a fan freak-out moment here listening to you warm up. Turns out, since that YouTube video went up about 5 years ago, Jake Shimabukuro has proven he can cover just about anything. He's toured with Bela Fleck, performed with Ziggy Marley, given a TED Talk, and has become one of the world's biggest stars on a tiny stringed instrument that itself is seeing a resurgence in its popularity.
Check.
Jake Shimabukuro's got a new album out titled Peace, Love, Ukulele, and he'll be in Fall River this weekend. I started our conversation by asking Shimabukuro how. How does he get the uke with its 4 strings and just 2 octaves to make such amazing music?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it all starts with the melody. You know, just if I'm covering a song, I'll take the melody. Like, for example, I recently recorded Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, you know, so I'll take that melody. And then it's a matter of having the chords to support that. This song in particular I love because it has that the next part. And it's just such a beautiful line. And in my mind, as I'm playing it, you know, I'm hearing either Leonard Cohen sing it or Jeff Buckley. You know, I'm hearing them singing it, and I'm just trying to phrase it like the way that I hear it in my head.
And, yeah.
And as you know, music, it's really all about the feeling and the emotion. Put yourself in that place. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what that's the hard part, you know. But it's fun because sometimes you find that space and you're just like, I don't ever want to leave.
Yeah. You know, ever since that YouTube video came out, your career has really taken off. You are possibly the world's most recognized ukulele player, if I can say that, or one of them. One of them. Let's put it that way. I mean, you've toured, you've performed with Yo-Yo Ma. Tell me, you know, what is it like to bring your instrument into those worlds of music and perform with those other musicians?
Oh, it's always very extremely challenging, you know, because the ukulele is a fairly young instrument, and it hasn't been really accepted in a lot of genres of music. You know, like, for example, if you play violin, right, there's a place for you in classical music. There's a place for you in bluegrass, well, the fiddle, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. There's a place for you in all these different styles of music. But with the ukulele, it's still so young that it's okay to just, for right now, it's okay to just say, I'm an ukulele player, and that's acceptable. But I think in the future, there's going to be the Pat Metheny of ukulele. There's going to be the Ziggy Marley. There's going to be the Yo-Yo Ma of ukulele. I mean, there's going to be all these ukulele players who specialize in a certain genre. And it's coming around, you know, because you've already got, like, for example, you know, I mean, Train had that huge hit with the Hey Soul Sister.
Right.
And Eddie Vedder just came out with a full ukulele record.
Yeah, ukulele songs, exactly.
Yeah, if someone like Eddie Vedder comes out with an ukulele album, then you know the ukulele's got to be cool.
Well, I mean, the instrument has had its sort of ups and downs in the 20s and the 50s, and now, as you said, even Taylor Swift apparently plays the instrument. Yeah. It's, you know, it's had these surges in popularity, and then it sort of falls away, and people like look at it as a toy, essentially, again. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say that you are one of the reasons why it is surging in popularity again. So before I tease the listeners too much, let's hear you play a little bit more. What do you have next on your playlist for us?
All right, well, here's actually an original song off of a new record called Peace, Love, Ukulele. And it's a song called 143. So it goes something like this.
Jake Shimabukuro playing 143, Kelly's song off his new album, Peace, Love, Ukulele. Jake, let me ask you about the meaning and significance of the instrument, the ukulele, to Hawaii.
Well, you know, it was the ukulele was actually inspired or patterned after a Portuguese instrument known as the braguina. And you know, whenever I do a concert or a show, or as soon as I walk out on stage and I take out the ukulele, you know, everyone just starts smiling.
Exactly.
And it's wonderful. And you know, I always say, you know, if everyone played the ukulele, the world would be a better place. And I really believe that, because the ukulele, it just makes you feel like a kid. You know, when you pick it up, even if you don't know how to play it, you'll pick it up and it'll make you do something silly. And that's what I love so much about the instrument, because you can go from something like that to Franz Schubert's Ave Maria or something. Mm-hmm. Or I tell people all the time too that the way that I feel is like the ukulele is truly the iPad of instruments, because for one, it's so tiny and compact, yet there's so much that you can do with it.
Well, actually, Jake, I mean, I believe I saw you gave a TED talk, and you said that the ukulele is an instrument of peace. And in that,
yes.
Was it in that same TED talk that you played a little bit of Ave Maria?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. That's
could
right.
you play just a little bit of that? Because I think that it'll give listeners a flavor of what you're talking about, that there's so much you can do.
Sure, okay. Well, this arrangement, you know, this was kind of I use a like a tremolo technique, so I keep the melody on the first string where it's and while I'm doing that, then I'll use my thumb to play the arpeggios here. And then when you put it all together, it sounds kind of like this.
Jake Shimabukuro, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. This was so much fun, and hopefully we get to play together someday.
It'd be a dream and a nightmare all at the same time, let me tell you. But actually, I've got so many of your songs that I love. I can't even decide like what you should play us out on, but I'd love to hear you play us out on something.
All right, some bluegrass ukulele then?
Yeah, can you play the whole thing?
Oh, sure. All right, here's a piece called Orange World.
Jake Shimabukuro will be playing in Fall River on Saturday. By the way, you just got a taste of that last song, but you can hear Jake play Orange World in a complete bonus track on our website, radioboston.org.